Hey, you guys, it's me, Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast. And this is my sister. You guys, we're doing the first virtual Grieving Girl podcast episode. So who knows what it's going to sound like? Who knows what it's going to look like? It is what it is. We're not saving lives. Like I just saw my sister, we are not saving lives. We're just chatting. So if you don't like what it looks like, listen. And if you don't like what it sounds like, screw you. And we'll catch you next episode. All right. Well, we've got our coffee here. I pretend I'm like a channeling Kelly Ripa.
Oh, that's really funny.
Matching green Nancy mugs. I texted her and was like, should we have coffee? Should we use a Nancy mug? Not thinking we'd choose the same green mug. Delicious. What kind of coffee did you make?
French vanilla, black.
French vanilla black. I have blueberry.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, Dunkin' at the Walmart, at the Wally World. They have pumpkin or blueberry flavored, so I will buy it until I can no longer find it because it reminds me of North Conway, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I always like blueberry too
Yeah.
when you can find it.
It's delish. It's delicious. How are the kids? How is spring break?
Wow, this is the first moment of silence that I've had in like 11 days.
That's a long spring break. Is that because of the weekends too? Yeah, I guess 2 weekends on
Yeah,
top of.
and a full week and a Good Friday. So it was a
Oh,
long one and a loud one because
they
everyone
had
was home.
Good Friday off. Interesting. How Catholic of the school district.
I feel like that's pretty standard.
it? I mean, like, whatever. Who cares? Let the kids free. But
And I mean, we didn't do anything for Good Friday. They were just off.
taste and see, taste and see. You know, that's how far we go these days. That's fine. Well, that's good. Did we do anything outrageously fun? Or
No, it was really boring. The weather was really bad, and it was just
well,
everybody still had things to run to, so we were just local. I keep saying next year we're gonna go away because it's boring to just be
yes.
here.
And you know, for the followers and the fans who do not know about you, how many children do you have?
I have four children, ranging in age from almost 16 to almost four.
Yes, there we go. The whole school district is represented in your households from pre-K to high school. Yes, for anybody who doesn't know, again, this is my sister. She has four children and she's mine. That's all. Okay, so obviously we're here to chat grief. I'm hoping that what happens is you actually end up really liking this, and then we could be co-hosts,
Oh,
and
dream.
that would be fun. So,
Yeah,
no
my
pressure.
introverted self.
Yeah, but it's a little less, there's nobody else is looking at you, just us.
True.
Yeah, you don't know who's watching. I won't tell you how many views it gets. You'll have to dig deep on
Love them.
Instagram for that. But anyway, so as we all know, it's the season's called Let Them Grieve because I find that half of the annoyance of grieving is people not giving space for grievers and feeling uncomfortable with other people's sadness. So then they like say crazy things, or then you feel a certain pressure. So I figured this would be a good topic because I feel like, I don't know if you remember, but when mom died, you had some opinions on people's stupid shit that they said. Even just like, I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm being annoyed with that shit. And if not, whatever. There's plenty of things we can talk about. But I usually ask people, like, what's your relationship with grief? Ours is the same. However, it is a little different. So would you like to explain our collective loss from your perspective of like how you relate? Like what's your grief bio?
My grief bio, I just feel like it's long.
Oh,
It's really funny because the other day my 8-year-old Mason asked me how old I was when dad died. And I said I had just turned 20. And he said, "Oh, so you were an adult." And I said, I guess like by societal standards I was an adult, but like I was still in college. I had like just freshly turned 20, and like I guess if I would say to say 19 instead of 20, it might sound very different, but like I mean still a child. And like when I look back or I look at my own kids and I think where my oldest will be in only 4 years, he's not an adult. Like the brain was not fully formed before that loss. So I feel like a lot of my adult life has just been formed around that loss. And then obviously when mom died, I was, older and had all my kids and I was married and had, been through all those life things. But then I have, a lot of people looking to me to see how to respond. So, have I grieved it? I don't know. Like some days I think about it and my brain just like can't let me go there because I can't afford to fall apart. So it just, and I, there's a lot of, I feel too young. You're even younger. So like there's not many people, there's like no people your age who very few who have lost both of their parents at this point. I have a lot of people who have at least probably lost one as we're getting into our 40s now. But still, it feels like a huge amount of more of a loss. But
No, it's funny that you say, like, if you say 19, it sounds, because of the word teen, kids are, people will be like, oh, well, you were a teenager. And like 20, you're still in college.
yeah.
You are not a senior in college yet, right? Like, or you were
No.
just a senior because you were younger.
I was a junior, yeah.
So it's, and again, it's like people trying to like analyze and make things be like, oh yes. And like he's only 8, but like he's already doing it. I'm like, oh, okay, so you were an adult because you weren't like 7,
Right. Or
where
like you were
like,
equipped to handle it and like absolutely not.
absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, and I was 14. I was now younger than Timmy,
Yeah.
smack in the middle of Jake and Timmy. It's like, no. You think when you're 14 you can like wrap your head around it, and it's like, no, boo-boo, you cannot. No, you cannot.
No. No, and it's wild for me to even look at my kids and think to myself, like, by this point in their lives, like he was gone. Like, yeah, that's crazy to me because, I was in college and I feel like I had an escape almost. Like when dad died, it was like, okay, we're gonna go through this like grief time that I was home, and then like I left. So, I was grieving on my own in my own way, somewhere separate. And so I didn't like see firsthand like what was going on at home. So in that respect, like we still had very separate, like we live apart now, but we were also living apart then. So it's just very, very different.
100%. This is why I say we could do a whole season. We
Yeah.
could do two whole seasons and flip-flop this event with your perspective and then my perspective, and then this event with the, and go through dad's and then go through mom's. And honestly, we'd have like, it could be four seasons. Who knows? But it's true. It's like, and like, I think that that's just like exhibit A. You can lose the same person and have different experiences. So when people are like, I lost my mom too, it's like, then it's still a wildly different experience. You
Yes.
know, like it's a common loss, or like a, it's gonna happen, but like the relationships are different, the scenarios are different, the cleaning up the messes are different. It's just not one person's story is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that about the escape, because you, at least you can like get yourself out of the house. Like you went back to your dorm room and
Right.
like then had all your friends around distracting you. And then it was like, I mean, do I remember watching mom have to like do all those things? No, absolutely not. I don't remember any part of that of my life, but That's an interesting thought. Where I was like, and then I went back to West Side Story musical rehearsal. That's all
Yeah,
I
I mean,
remember.
after Dad died, I had approached Mom and said I wanted to take a year. Like I didn't want to go back that semester. And I think she was afraid that if I did that, I wouldn't go back at all. Hindsight's 2020. She should have let me. I think I would have processed better and don't know the best word to say. Better and healthier ways than I went back and coped. I mean, there was a lot of like just stuff it down, cover it up, numb it. And because when you're in college, your friends don't want you to be sad. Like, ew, the sad girl. Like, they still wanted me to come be the life of the party, the fun one, the bubbly one, the sorority girl, the so it was almost like performative to a certain extent. It's like, how do you get there? There was a lot of drinking involved. Like,
We love
and
performative
it
coping skills. I don't know if you
well,
have
what how else do college kids know how to handle feelings like that? Like, most people have never gone through something like that. So, looking back, I should have stayed home and then, did my thing at home in under a more controlled environment.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
it would have also been different because then you would have had watching mom, then you would have been tiptoeing around, like trying not like it
Who
all different.
knows?
Like you can't even predict that it would have been better, it could have been worse, because then you would have been in the house and like it could have been totally
I
different.
guess.
And all of those coping skills, they're not, they don't sound the healthiest, but also they're very common. Like,
Yes.
LOL, my friends, the first thing they did to come to mom's house with handles of liquor, and they literally said, "We don't know why. We didn't know what to do, so that's what we did."
Right.
Like, this is what's gonna help us.
Right.
It's every like it's that's like a very like I'm not gonna say normal, but like
It's
common response.
what society thinks you should do.
So
It's
like
on
it's
that
so
checklist of what
common.
you should be doing.
How to not be sad, even though that's a depressant in a bottle, but like cool. So, very, very common things. No, they're not the healthiest, but also it's like, what is healthy? It's like, I don't know what is healthy in terms of like proper ways to get through the saddest times of your life. Also, it's a huge loss. It's like, people lose friends in college sometimes or grandparents in college sometimes, and not that those losses are easier, but they are not your parents.
Right.
So like it's also a huge monumental loss that like sometimes people don't see until their 60s with their parents,
Right.
their 70s with their parents, like the 7-year-old woman who said to me in mom's processional receiving line, whatever the frig it's called, "I just lost my mom too, and I
Yeah,
look
not the
better with
same
this."
lady. Yeah, not
Oh,
the same.
so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
32. My dad's already dead, and now my mom is laying next to you. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just like that. This is not the same. But it's like, okay, yeah, that's a normal, like, hashtag blessed losing your mom in your 70s.
Right,
Not in
after
your
she's lived a long life and done the things she's
senior
wanted to
grand,
do,
seen
and
her grandkids and done that whole thing.
yeah.
1,000%. Not the same. So losing your father when you're 20 is like also your friends couldn't relate at all. So it's like, how do we make her not sad? How do we get her through this? And the answer is like, let her live her life and be alone and be sad. And be with your friends in that way and say, what do you need today? Or just bring your friends Starbucks and say, sorry you're feeling shitty. I'll leave your door open in case you want to chat, but I'm gonna leave you alone. Like
Right.
honestly, just creating space. So like that is a good segue into like the let them grieve aspect of like it was sad. They didn't want you to be sad. That's all they knew was like, let's go on drink, go to the party, come on, it's gonna be fun. You have to
Right.
you he would want you to. He would want you to. And it's
Right.
like, sure, but also I'm like, give me a second.
But I'm my 20-year-old self as well. Like if it would have been another one of my friends, that would have been my response as well. That's no fault of theirs. You don't
No.
know what else to do at that age.
People don't know what to do in their adult age.
No.
And that's why I want to have these conversations, because it's like, hey guys, it's okay to just like watch your friend be sad and it sucks and it's shitty, but like you gotta give them time.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, what are productive? In the realm of like the party drinking, I mean, the LOL, same aspect. It's like, let's talk about other ways we could help grieving people grieve that aren't, let's
Yeah.
get lit and force you out of your house. Angela, who did another episode, I don't know if I'm going to go in chronological order of how these are being filmed or not, but she said one of the most helpful things she has found is like, get your friend out of the house without making them get out of the house.
Right.
Like, knowing you're going to go there to get them somewhere, but not forcing them to and kind of coercing them to. Just
Right.
like, hey, what are you like? Let's hang out for a little bit. Do you want to go get, like, want to go for a walk? Like, why don't we go get Starbucks? Like, let's do something low key. So
Right.
just like, that's a great way to like get your friend to do something without like putting pressure or, making them feel like they're not. They've been too sad for too long. And just being like, we need to get out of the house a little bit, but we're gonna do it gently. Gentle grieving to go with the gentle parenting of 2024. How to
Yes.
be a gentle grieving support system. So do you find, and I feel like these are whole episodes, but do you find that you almost didn't have the chance to grieve either parent in that way? Since you had eight eyeballs on you with mom, and then like almost felt like you were had to go back to college and like look alive.
I guess I found ways to get around it a little bit more, like almost to trick my brain. Disassociating is that's probably a thing I am like an expert at, being able to just be like, this is not happening and we're moving. Like, because that's what I did in that case in a different part of my life, and that's what I'm feel like I'm doing now. I'm sure therapists could have a field day with my ways through my day. But they'd be like, yeah,
Have
ma'am,
to.
you have disassociated from your entire life.
But like, I feel like anybody would. I don't know. Like, I just feel like these are things we've like learned over time about the brain and about trauma and whatever. But I'm just like, yeah, I think that that's like, again, not quote normal, but it
Yeah.
is common. Like, I don't know if I disassociate. I don't even, I don't know, because I like, we're living it. So I'm like, is that what I'm doing? Somebody tell me, is that what I'm doing? But like, how else are you supposed to, at some point, your body and your brain know that you have to either continue or you are then in the ward, right? Or you're like under
Right.
watch. Like, there's
Yeah,
only
I
two
def
ways out. There are two ways out. It's either like you are slowly taking steps, and if disassociating is the way through, then like that is what's happening in your brain and your trauma response, or like it is a deep, dark, not good place.
Yeah,
Like, there are only two ways.
I definitely feel like some days I'll think about it and I'll be like, if my mind let me totally go there, if it let me totally realize what was happening, I wouldn't get up off the floor. Like, so there has to be some kind of inner workings that's pushing things away or pushing things back or tamping things down that lets me continue to move.
Like, people are like, it gets easy all over time. I feel like that is the most generic, most like gross, vague way to just like say, hey, your brain is actually like putting a protective layer over itself. So it's
Yeah.
gonna start to feel a little different so that you can
Right.
survive this trauma.
Yeah.
But really, it's like you have your brain and someone's like taking a little acrylic and being like, and that is over for you. And we're just gonna start anew.
Yeah.
And then you have this like, so we now have two layers of acrylic on our brain.
Yeah.
wants to date, who wants to date this two-layered acrylic
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying though?
I'm not jealous of that part of
I
the
mean,
loss and the timing in your life of, having to navigate that, that's for sure.
listen, we're just looking for peace, and if you're part of the peace, great. And if you are adding nothing, if you're adding no peace, I mean, no, thank you.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
No. We've lived the upheaval. We know what peace is like. So, period. But it's true. It's like, the brain starts to put the layers. So like if that's called disassociation, then like I think that's pretty normal. You
I guess so.
know what I mean? And it's just like ways to conceptualize like what's happening to us through trauma. But it's like at some point, like everybody goes through this trauma. It's just like we have just gone through it so young, and we're still like with it, and we're also smart people, so it's like we know what's happening to ourselves because we've also already done this once at a younger age, felt those side effects through our lives, and then we're like, oh shit, it's happening again, not now, not already. This wasn't supposed to happen until we were like in our 60s. No, lucky for us, lucky winners in our 30s, teendom, and then our 30s. So hey, you guys, if you're judging our disassociation, well, are your parents alive? If you've got two parents, even one,
Yeah, for real.
okay. Do you want to take a brain break? Or are
Sure.
you feeling good?
Whatever you want to do.
I'm trying to think of something brain break worthy. Are you guys going to watch the eclipse today?
My kids will be on the bus
Oh
during the
shit.
eclipse. So we had to have very long conversations about don't look up in the sky without the glasses that I put in
Mace
your
it.
backpack. I put every backpack solar eclipse glasses. So we will see. I said, and if you don't want to put your glasses on because, middle school, that probably may not be cool, then just don't look at the sky.
Yeah, don't
So
when you're retinas.
I was like a little bit shocked that they weren't like, are we either gonna dismiss a little early or dismiss a little later,
Right.
because that's a lot of little kids unsupervised on a bus with like this thing in the sky that
Yeah.
they're not supposed to look at. Like the bus driver can't control that.
I feel like some of the little kids will probably not even like clock what time it is.
Probably not, but there are the kids' buses from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Oh, so like the older kids might make it a thing.
See, my kids have the glasses
We'll see who comes home with eye pain.
with damaged retinas. Oh God.
Yeah, I don't. Will I be? I don't know. I don't got glasses, so I'll go look at the sky and see if I can burn my retinas.
Or
I'll just, I didn't feel the earthquake and I won't see the eclipse. You know what? Keep me away from all the natural disasters. Mercury's in
yeah.
retrograde.
Yeah, it's all too much all at
I don't need any other signs from the universe ever.
once.
So if I miss them, it's probably a hashtag blessing. Okay, so what would be a piece of helpful advice to someone who is either grieving, like if you could have heard a word of advice for your younger self or yourself with mom, honestly, maybe one for each person, with each part younger version of yourself, would you give the griever? And then if you have something helpful for the support system.
Oh boy.
Do you have a helpful hint for a 19-year-old Christy who's at college post dad? Which honestly, I think is a very interesting parallel with Susan Brennan's story. Because she had to go right to college.
Boy.
Yeah, and she was like, how do you just be like, hi, my name's Susan, my dad just died. So
Yeah.
cool. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's I know two people who kind of had a similar like had to rush back to school or whatever at a younger age where you feel like, these things are like a black mark on your cool skill.
Your fun times.
Yeah.
If I could tell a young person anything, I don't know. I guess it's almost the same for both. It's like, don't let anybody tell you how you should be doing it. Like don't let anybody tell you your level of sadness, your length of sadness, your, or if you're not feeling sad and like that you should be sad, that either way, it's nobody else's loss to grieve to just let yourself, and I'm sure this is the same with anybody with any loss, is that and each loss is different too, of just letting it come as it comes and trying to move through it without feeling like you're on someone else's timeline.
There's no textbook way.
No.
So, like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
You know? Do you think that's the same for what you would tell Christy at 39 with four kids and a whole household looking at you?
Oh,
After traumatic loss, not
that's
seeing you
hard.
coming.
Yeah, that's harder because,
Well, also you're still actively going through it. Like, let's be
right.
clear. It's we're only going on to year three, which sounds absolutely insane that it's already 3 years and it's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
And that sounds insane to say out loud. So like you're also just know you'd be like, no, fucking no, because I'm still living through it. So I'll let you know in another eight if I can write a paragraph about what to tell
I
someone.
mean, that's it's true, but like in my house, it's not just my loss.
Right.
It's everyone in my house lost somebody. So it's just sometimes feeling like you can't fall apart because you'll tear the whole thing down. If everyone else is holding themselves together, you should be holding yourself together too, because they're looking to you. So if you fall apart, they might fall apart too.
Yeah.
And that's my harder thing to navigate right now.
Yeah. But you
Is
need, I
that
think you need to remind yourself that, like we just talked about, like with younger kids, it's like they think they know and they don't, right? So, like, their processing is much different. So, like, yes, they're quotes holding it together, but you also, like, I know your mom, you're their mom and you're responsible for them, but I think it's also like it's okay that they're not like falling apart 'cause they're kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually saw a grief therapist very quickly after mom died just because I fell apart in very destructive ways after dad died. And
Yeah, and you didn't want to do it.
I was so afraid, like so afraid that I was just going to self-destruct when mom died. And it wasn't just me anymore. I had this whole family.
And a year
And
postpartum.
I was only a year postpartum, yeah. So, but she had said to me when I said, I don't know how to do this with my kids around, like,
Right.
and in the way that mom died too, like, there were days where I wanted to put my fist through a wall. It wasn't just I wanted to lay there and cry and be depressed on the couch. Like, there were days where I honestly, like, was rage, just rage. And so I asked her, how do I do this when everyone's looking at me? And she said, you need to let them look at you, that, you need to let them see that this is a life process that everyone is going to go through. And, they're going to go through it now with this loss. They're going to go through it when they lose you. They're going to, they'll go through it. And you
Right.
have to show them, like, that it's okay to fall apart because look how life didn't end. She fell
Right.
apart for a minute. And then she put herself back together and we went on.
Right.
So you have to let them see that, after that you can fall apart, but it's about how you pick yourself back up. And
So, like,
so,
maybe that today's your reminder, you
yeah,
know,
for sure.
that like it's okay to cry, which I've seen you cry in front of them, but it's I know because you feel their energy go like, oh no,
Right.
ooh. I mean, I've cried in front of your kids, And I'm always like,
And
gotta
like,
go, I run away. But I'm like, well, this is true though. This is life.
my older kids definitely understand it
Yeah.
better.
Yeah.
I was actually crying about something happy yesterday, and my 8-year-old and my 4-year-old came in very slowly and like started to hug me, and you could tell that they weren't sure
Right.
what my trigger was in the moment,
Right.
and I had to say, no, these are happy tears, like this is
Oh,
okay.
I know what the happy tears are
Yes,
about.
yes,
I was
but
like,
like
what happened yesterday? I know.
I was sobbing, like just sobbing, and I think they were so confused. But I had
Right.
to say,
Well,
like, we can cry for happy things, we can cry for sad things. Like,
right.
there's all kinds of reasons we do the things we do emotionally. And,
Yeah.
maybe sometimes it opens up different conversations that we might not have had as a family.
Yeah.
But, and then my husband, he's like the rock that, it's stoic.
Yeah.
And, there was one time, I don't know what we were, I don't know what exactly was happening, but he was upset, and he said, "Nobody ever asks me.
Right.
Like, I lost somebody too." And like, you forget
Right.
because he had just been the rock.
Right.
And you don't look at him and say, "Well, she was in his life for 15 years."
Right.
She was important to him too, and like
Right.
sometimes
Right.
you
Yeah, I
don't
remember you
think.
telling me that, and I don't remember what it was about, but yeah, it's true. It's like that was your mom, so he's your support system, but like that was also his mother-in-law for, like you said, 15 years. Yeah, I feel like you're gonna open a lot of conversations, so I hope you're ready to be my co-host. But I mean, think about all the people who have kids who like have like major traumatic loss, even like widows. Like, this is when I'm like, man, I wish mom was still alive, because now it's like my eyes have been opened to something that I'm like, can't even ask her.
That's
Like,
how
what was
I
that like
feel.
for you?
I can never imagine. I'm very quickly approaching the age that she was when when all this happened for her. And I can't even begin to fathom, and I get mad at myself because now that I can finally empathize,
Right, we can't
that I'm
ask.
not now that I'm not that self-centered 20-year-old kid. Now that I can empathize, and I'm like, holy crap, that was her life was rocked.
Right.
I can't even say to her mom, like, how'd you do it?
Right. Which I think is like such an interesting, like what we were just talking about of like keeping it together for your kids.
Right. Oh, she was
She
the
obviously
queen.
did such a good, I mean, I remember seeing her cry once,
But
it,
she.
like, but it was not how I cry about her.
Nope.
Like, I don't know
There
where
was.
she was crying. But she wasn't crying really in front of me. If she was, it was rare. And honestly, the times I remember, I was then 19, 20, like later, 5 years later, when like randomly she would cry.
Right. And I wonder how much of that disassociating she probably had to do to be like, all right, we need to keep moving
Right. So
for us.
again, right, is that just like, there's a stigma around like this, or I'm like, no, it's like literally a trauma response, because there's only two ways out. You fall apart. And like, there's no coming back, or you just like put the acrylic on the brain over time and you move on, and like new layers build, and then something else happens, and the acrylic gets put on. Like, that's it. But it's true. It's like, now that like this has rocked me, I'm like, my God, I wish I would have asked her. But we were kids, and that was her job. Like, how you feel, it's your job. So, like, it's a very just like an interesting conversation. So, I think people are going to relate big time to you and your story. So I hope that you'll come back and talk to us and cry on camera some more.
It's just been the highlight of my day.
We'll both now need a nap and can't take one. It's fine. We'll figure it out. Ugh. But do you have one last piece of advice for the support system? Like, If you could tell Tim, one thing or some like,
He's
do you
so
have
good.
any? He is so good.
He really is. He's so good at just giving me space when he feels like this is, she's got.
She.
We've been together a very long time. So,
He's seen you at the gymboree.
yes, we are
He knows.
intuitive to when we need like a hug, and intuitive to like when we need to just be like, you know what? See you
Yeah.
later.
Yeah.
But I have one person that she's a rock star grief person to me, because she'll be like, how are we today? And if I'm like, this sucks, I am terrible, she doesn't try to make it better. Like, there's no
Right.
making it better. It's not like, oh, well, it's not all these like placating things.
Yeah.
It's that really sucks. I'm sorry you feel that way. And I can't even imagine. Like,
Period.
just being there, letting me talk, but not like trying to interject her own stories or her own, like, I can imagine because, like, no, it's that really sucks. I'm really sorry. Like, can I do anything for you? If the answer is no, we move on. And like, I just can't even imagine what you're going through. And
Right.
I'm sorry. And really, that's sometimes all I need to hear, because I just needed to release something for myself. I didn't need, I you just need to release and not have somebody pile back onto you with their own
Yes.
thing. And that's for anybody. And like, I am so conscious of doing that with other people now. I think I'm a little like on the neuro spicy side. Like, I don't
Well, what's that?
like neuro a
Neurospicy.
little like neurodivergent, in the fact that like my people skills are not great, and I never have been. Like, I'm really bad at like chit chat with
Yeah.
people I don't know, like making conversation or like starting conversation, or so I'm one of those people that people hate, where I try to like come up with stories of my own to like
Sure.
show that I'm listening, or like show that I'm, and I really, as I've gotten older, try to tone that down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like the worst thing you can do to somebody who is going through grief. Like,
Right.
because like you said, there's no two stories are the same, and I'm so conscious of it now that like when somebody has their own thing, it's not what I went through. It's not. So it's like I said, I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine, because I can't. It's not my story.
Right.
And just let them release without piling your own stuff onto
Right.
them with like, oh, I know because my grandmother passed away. Like,
Not that.
no.
Not the grandma. Not
Not,
the
no. So.
grandmom. No, it's true. And very often the person that you would go to talk about it to is the person that you're grieving.
And that
Like
I always say that.
literally. Yeah, like yesterday over the weekend, there was something that just like I literally was like, I just like want to tell someone this, and I was like, I just like randomly call someone in my phone and be like, I need to tell you this story. Like, that's the person I would do that with is dead. So what the fuck?
I think that's like maybe one of the first things I might have said to my husband, like after everything, like maybe like once we came home from all of the chaos of like her passing to like having to bury her, and then like we finally came back to our own house. And I was like, my mom was the only person who had to like me. Like,
That's a ridiculous statement.
well,
I'm your sister. I have to
I
like
know,
you.
but like,
But yes, unconditionally, no
she
bullshit.
knew all the weird, quirky
Yes.
mannerisms I have, and like just. And she, like, that was the person I needed to talk to.
No, that's real.
And, and then it's like, hey, who do you unload on now? My poor husband. He
Yeah.
gets the best of it and the worst of it. And, now especially, like, navigating, I've raised little kids, and she helped me raise little kids. And now I'm, like, getting into raising big kids.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, every single day, I'm like, oh my God, how do I do this? Or
Right.
when I was like this, I need to ask somebody, like, how did you respond? Like, how did you make it through these years?
Right.
And there's no one to ask. And
Right.
so like that, you know, it all piles on at different times and like different weights, but
Right. Well, no, that's grief, right? Of like, I wish I could ask her. Can't. Never did
Can't ask, and I
this.
can't ask either of them.
Right.
You know, it's not just like one is gone. Like, there is no one that remembers my teenage years. There, it's
Yeah,
gone.
the unit is gone. Yeah, no, for sure. Oi. Lucky us. Woo. Like, let's
Hope you
talk.
can't see. I hope you can't see like my running nose in the
Yeah, I don't have. We need a virtual tissue box, like how the
Oh my
lives
God.
on TikTok have like roses and hearts. It needs to be like send her a tissue.
Yeah.
One day when I'm rich, I'll develop a grief going live app where people can just like share their grieving stories when they need to call their person. They can get on the app and just start telling the story, and then we can send tissues and advice.
Yes.
If you're an app developer and you're listening or watching our first virtual, let us know. Let us know. You can hook us up. The griefy app. I don't know what we call it, but we'll send virtual tissues.
Yes.
Sweet. Well, I feel like this was a great episode. You know, let people grieve in their own way and just know that when your parents die, you will grieve them both differently and at different, hopefully different ages. I mean, there are people who have lost their parents in one shot, which is,
Ugh.
I can't
Can't
imagine.
even imagine.
You know, so it's just, I think people just need to continue to create space for others when they're in need. You know, it's not always about us. And I think that's what people need to learn in the world. Like, it's
That's
okay
true.
to create some space. Or if you're that person who's like, I actually can't create space today, that's okay. But you could still not try to fix the other person either. You know, if you don't feel like someone can fix your issue that you're going through, don't try to fix the other person. Just be like, yeah, today is a shitty day.
Yep.
And let's go for a walk and move forward together because that's all you can do. All right. Well, we have to figure out something to cheers to with our matching Nancy mugs. Even
Oh
though we're
boy.
virtual, we'll still cheers. What should we cheers to?
I don't know. No more natural disasters, occurrences, plagues, cicadas, whatever is to come next.
I know what it is. To the universe leaving us alone.
Yes, please. Just let us have
Cheers.
our peace.
Cheers to
Cheers.
peace and the universe backing up.
Yes.
We don't need anything else. Okay.
For real.
All right, hon. Well, perfect timing. Almost time to go get the queen from pre-K, preschool,
Yes.
not pre-K yet.
Preschool queen.
Her fancy jacket.
Yes. She's
Yes,
fabulous.
she is fabulous. All right, well, this is us, you guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.